Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind everybody, and thank you for all the phone calls we got from our 6 to 8 show here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Jennifer, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kim. Glad to be here.
Did you just hang out all day and wait for our show, or what
have
you been
doing?
That's
what I've been doing.
I knew you couldn't wait.
Well, because we have some very exciting news
to talk about. There we do. I know. And we have lots and lots of gifts, though, and things and giveaways that we're going to be doing. And that we have, and that's really what we do here on The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side, and I want to ask everyone to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. We're all over the place. And do you want to say thank you to everybody?
I do. I want to thank all of our listeners for making us the first place winners of the Ventura Choice Radio Awards. We're so excited. Thank you to everybody. We're glad that we can be there for everyone, and we're glad everyone's enjoying our show.
Yeah, we are so excited. And so we found out yesterday, and I want to say thank you for doing that. So, Tom, how's it going?
Everything's good over here. Another beautiful day, Saturday, looking good.
There you go. Well, we want to start our show. It's interesting. We always end our show with a moment of happiness. And so I thought we'd start our show with a moment of happiness. And as we arise each day, let us determine to respond with more love and kindness to whatever might come our way. So it's just kind of food for thought. And that's really what our show's all about. It's really painting the path of our journey and listen to other people's journeys and really trying to look at the brighter side of life. So I do want to remind anybody, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is the number that you're going to be calling when you hear all these amazing gifts that we're giving away. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. So let's start off with Tom. You want to talk about that?
Great prizes. Let's go to $25 gift certificates for Famous Dave's Barbecue. Also $25 for Paul Martin's. Great food, great prizes. Now we have the Rubicon Theater going at it again. Another excellently reviewed play that they have there. It's called Other Desert Cities, and it runs through June 21st. Circus Vargas is back in town at the Earl Warren Showgrounds, June 11th through the 15th. We have Summer Swing Big Band Dance, 8 to 10:30, and that's at the Poinsettia Pavilion Ballroom on June 12th. How about June 14th? It's the 29th annual Ojai Wine Festival from noon to 4 at Lake Casitas, carrying on the Paseo Camarillo Cinemas, presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night with Jason Love. Always fun. That's on June 17th. For June 19th, it's the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library presenting a tribute to Neil Diamond and Elvis Presley. Fine music there from those two tribute bands. And then we have the June 28th party, the 2015 Caneo Food and Wine Festival, 1 to 5 o'clock at the St. Pascal Bay Launch School, and that's in Thousand Oaks. How about the Roadshow Revival? If you love Johnny Cash, it's a tribute to his music, and that is happening at Mission Park in Ventura, June 27th and 28th.
I know you're looking for one more, and I actually do have one more over here. I've got Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, and that's for this evening and also Sunday. They've got two shows, 7 and 9, and on Sunday, just the 7 o'clock show, but we've got tickets. And let's just start off with that right now. That's Don Friesen and Olivia Harwood. I hope I'm not messing these names up. Do you know the names? Harwood?
The Don one is correct. I don't know her.
Okay, good. Oh, good. Tom, thank you so much. But anyways, we've got Olivia, I'm going to say Harwood, and they are at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. We've got tickets for you. Let's start our phones off right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us because we got lots of stuff that we're giving away. But in our studio today, I've got good friends of mine, Colleen Graven and Suzanne Plattner. We're going to be talking about the 30-day cleaning eating program. And I've actually been doing it. This is like my second time, I think, around. But, you know, sometimes it takes me a little while to get there, you know. So welcome, ladies.
Hi, we're glad to be here.
Well, good, good. And also, we're going to be talking about talking with Mark Allen, and he is the author of Tantra for the West. It's a direct path to living life of your dreams. That's what we're all trying to do here. And so I'm so glad that you are joining us here. Again, if there's something that we're talking about and you want more information, definitely, you can always call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We want to hear from you. Our calls are going up like every week, and I just love it. And so I do want to remind you that you will get a call from one of our team members, and what we'll do is we will get your name and number. And if you've won something within the last 30 days, you know, we want to hear from you. We don't want to say don't call. But we want to give a chance to everybody else to win. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, again, we're so glad you're here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. So welcome, Colleen. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing. And we want to hear all about the 30-day detox boot camp.
Well, what we're doing is we're helping people get healthy through our 30-day detox program. And the reason everybody needs to get healthy is because people are overeating. They're over-consuming food that is not nutritious, and as a result, they're not healthy. They're malnourished. We got fat people who are malnourished. You know,
how is that? Fat people that are...
be my luck.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But, Suzanne, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. My name is Suzanne Plattner, and basically I have been walking people through these detox boot camps for a couple years now, and I have just been blown away by what we've seen happen. You know, at first when we started doing this, I thought it was really just, okay, let's eat clean. Let's get healthy. I didn't really understand what that meant. And throughout this process of mentoring people, I've really seen that a lot of lives that we've changed. And I love your theme, the brighter side, because that's kind of how we live.
Thank you. Yeah. We like that too. I mean, really everybody, you know, life happens.
Yes.
Let's just face it. Life happens, but it's all about our response and how we look at how we, you know, respond to different things that happen.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what it is. So we're kind of looking at that through food and how you respond to food. A lot of us have emotional connections to food. We want to kind of, you know, tell you how you can still live life to the fullest. You can still enjoy food, but you can eat foods the way that they were meant to be eaten. That's really our goal.
There you go.
Okay, so I watch a lot of my friends have been doing the detox. You know, I see it on Facebook, people posting about their goals.
I look great, don't I?
Kim looks amazing.
Yeah, see? Okay.
And both of you look great. I mean, I'm noticing your skin is amazing. But I have something that people talk about are the fizz. What are the fizz?
That's what I'm drinking right now.
Is that what that is? Tell me what that is. Because people say it saves their life.
You know what? It absolutely does. And so one of the things that we do with this 30-day detox program is we supplement with Arbonne products. We believe Arbonne has the best philosophy out there, and the Fizz is an Arbonne energy drink, basically. And I got to tell you, it is like, it is a great replacement for your coffee, your soda, any of those kinds of things.
It's really helped me cut down, I have to be honest with you. And there's the pomegranate and the citrus, and I love both of them. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's really an alternative.
And is there an appetite suppressant in it?
There,
a natural appetite suppressant in
a,
it?
A tiny bit, but not too much of one. We don't really believe too much in, you know, we want to teach you really how to eat real is really our bottom line goal. So a lot of that's just going to be through real foods and all of that. But yes, the Fizz saved my life. I got to tell you, yesterday we ran out of fizzies. I don't know how this happened in our house, but we did.
Our house goes nuts when we run out of fizzies.
And so I ravaged everywhere. I found an old purse that had a couple of them in them, and I was like, okay, thank goodness. And we got another shipment last night.
How many can you have a day?
But you can have, most people do 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
Yeah. I like it 3 o'clock. I like to have a coffee or an espresso shot or something. So I have borrowed them, or people have passed them on to me. And I guess that doesn't sound so good, but people have passed them on to me, and I've had one like around 3 o'clock, and it definitely can replace the coffee.
Absolutely it can. And it's a much healthier way. But here's the really cool thing about the clean eating in general. The thing is, most people, you get that slump around 3 o'clock, what you're talking about.
Why is that? Let's just start there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So it really all has to do with your blood sugars. Okay. What we have done as Americans is that we are eating things that are so high in sugar and they're not balanced by protein. Okay.
That's a great question. So, or a great answer. Yeah.
It basically is, it spikes your blood sugar up really, really high, and your body doesn't know how to compensate it. So you get this crash, and all of the food that we eat has enormous amounts of sugar in it. Basically, if you've had a bowl of processed cereal in the morning and some orange juice, you've maxed out your sugar intake for the day. And most people start that way. They're just getting started. Yes.
Wow. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we are talking about getting healthy right here. And I've got Colleen and Suzanne, and of course, Jennifer and I are always, and Tom, we're always trying to get healthy. I mean, I have to be honest, this is the first thing that's really helped me. And we were talking about this on our earlier show of my body fat. Okay, this is the first time that has actually been lower. And I, you know, we were trying to figure out how does that work, as opposed to, I usually look at the pounds. I don't really care about the body fat, but that's really important. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, if you're eating clean, you're eating the way you're supposed to be, your body fat is definitely going to go down. You know, and a lot of people actually do this. They're thin, but they still do it. And if they don't need to lose weight, you're not going to. But I got to tell you, when you're eating the right foods, it all just kind of falls into place and your body does what it's supposed to do. Your body knows what it needs to do. Unfortunately, all these foods that we're eating, all these processed foods that are very highly acidic and have tons of sugar, you're fighting your body. So when you go back to basics and you figure out what your body wants, it's all going to fall into place.
I like that. I do want to remind everybody, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We want to hear from you. We want you to be involved in this. This is something that I got involved with. And, you know, I only really talk about things that I am passionate about, that I believe in. And that's really what I always tell my clients. And I tell, as a hair therapist, you know, I won't do something unless I try it on myself. I want to ask you to do something I won't do for me. So if this is something that you're interested in, give us a call. We want to help you. That's what this is all about. We're getting towards summer right now. We were talking about that. It's like, you know, we want to look good, feel good, do good.
We can only eat in places that are low in calories.
Yeah, there you go. So anyways, so tell us, okay, so I've been doing the 30-day clean eating, right? Is that the same as a 30-day detox boot camp?
It is.
Okay. So I'm on a boot camp.
Kim's at boot camp right now.
Yeah, there you go.
She is at boot camp, the clean eating boot camp.
Yeah. So, okay, so talk to us, and I'm sure my listeners, our phones are going off right now. What do we do? Where is the first place we start? Because I know there's a lot of things that we had to eliminate in the very beginning, and now we can start putting things back in. But it's really, we shouldn't even be looking at what we could put back in. It's really about eliminating and making sure that we start to see a difference.
This is for the rest of your life. This is learning how to move forward. So what we start with really is an elimination list, an elimination of foods that you want to take out of your diet, and then an introduction of foods that you want to bring into your diet. And
so what are some of the foods that you want to eliminate? I know we kind of talked on that the last time you were on. And, you know, I know coffee, that's a definite start because of the acid, right?
Absolutely. Coffee is one of them. And that's the one I got to tell you when I'm talking to people about this. That's the one I get the biggest. Oh, no, I could never do this. I could never take coffee out of my diet. You guys, I promise you, you can. You can do anything.
I have to cheat and tell you what I did. I kept diluting, and then done, you know. And the fizz.
What if you drink it with nothing in it?
It's the coffee that's the problem. It's not although the cream and the sugar is a problem, they're separate problems. The coffee itself is highly acidic. It's not just the caffeine. Everybody thinks it's the caffeine. No, it's the acid in the coffee that is hurting you.
Yeah.
It's tearing away at your bones. It depletes your calcium intake. No, coffee is a problem, and it's true. Everybody just box when you tell them they can't have their coffee.
What are the other things that we have to eliminate?
Okay, so the big ones are you got gluten, dairy, soy, whey, what else here?
Sugar,
refined sugar, yes. Most forms of caffeine. Am I missing
any? I think the widest list is the gluten. You have so many things that come under gluten, like oatmeal. You're going to want to get an organic oatmeal because not naturally oatmeal doesn't have gluten in it, but it's sitting in a field when it's being grown next to wheat. So you're going to want to get, so you're going to learn about organic foods and buying organic.
Like is that the oatmeal is stone? What is that called? Ground stone.
I know what you mean. I'm trying to think of the word, too.
Yeah, Trader Joe's.
So, okay, not necessarily. You need to look for specifically gluten-free oats. And unless it's certified gluten-free, it's possible. It shouldn't, like Colleen said, it shouldn't have gluten in it, but it might.
There you go. Okay. We're going to find out more. We need to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give back something right now. And actually, I don't know if any of you have been to Paul Martin's. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. They have the
one
best
of my favorite restaurants there again. And we've got a gift certificate for that right now. Call in 419-0008. 419-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I...
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom and Jennifer, and, of course, in our studio, we've got Colleen and Suzanne, and we're talking about clean eating. But you want to do a shout-out?
Well, I definitely do. After you are, while you're clean eating, you definitely should have your kitchen redone, and I know just the place to get that done.
There you go.
Surfaces USA. They have an amazing selection of natural stone, limestone, granite, marble, onyx, everything you could imagine, everything you see in all of the designer magazines. Definitely check them out if you're redoing your kitchen or any other space in your house that requires a flooring or a countertop.
Huge selection.
Huge selection. You're not going to find anything else. They're at surfaceusa.com in Oxnard, or give them a call at 805-604 805-604-1568.
Say it again.
805-604-1568, and that's Surfaces USA, and I have seen it for myself. They have an amazing selection of different things.
And they've got decorators and everybody that help you there.
To help you, because it is extremely overwhelming. You think countertops, you can like, okay, well, I'll do this.
But then wait a minute, now you got to put it next. Yeah, you got to put it all together.
You need a professional's eye to help you pull it all together.
There you go. as we're coming back, I do want to give away something. We love to give back here. Rubicon Theater comes, company presents the Other Desert Cities. I'm telling you, it is one of my favorite shows. I just saw it last weekend, opening night, and oh my God, you are not going to want to miss this. We've got tickets for you. It actually takes place in kind of a Palm Springs home, and I'm telling you, it's one of the best. But everything they do there is one of the best.
Great shows.
Yeah. So anyways, Brian is one of the directors of this one, and he did a phenomenal job. You are not going to want to miss it. Again, we've got tickets, and this goes till the 21st of June. 419-0008. 419-0008. Call in right now. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. So, Colleen and Suzanne, we were talking about clean eating, and we were talking about all the foods that we have to eliminate. And what was your thought on that? Where did we end up with that?
So I think we've pretty much covered the main food groups that you're going to eliminate. And like I said, I promise you, you know, we forgot about alcohol.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's the response I get, similar to coffee. With coffee and alcohol, I get those. Oh, I don't think I could do that for 28 days. And I promise you, you can do anything for 28 days. I promise you it's worth it, you know, and we'll teach you how. So those are the kind of the big things that we eliminate. And I really want to talk about why we're eliminating some of these foods. So we eliminate foods for three primary reasons, okay? We eliminate anything that's highly acidic, highly addictive, or highly allergenic. We've got several focuses that we're really trying to do during this whole detox, okay? So we're not only teaching you about clean foods, we're trying to balance your body. And when we're balancing your body, we're trying to balance two things, your blood sugar and your alkalinity, okay? So basically, everything on this earth has a certain alkalinity or a certain acidity, and in order for you to be in optimal health, you need to be slightly alkaline. Most Americans are too acidic. Every processed food is acidic.
I knew that was your problem, Jennifer.
I've got too much acid.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. And so, I mean, we've just been brought up with meat, potatoes. We don't, you know, I mean, we don't really think about this. So it's kind of a new learning.
Jokingly say at my house, my husband only eats beige food.
Yeah, that's not good.
He's from Texas, so yeah. He can't help it.
You know, and the other thing that's kind of funny is that, you know, 50 years ago, people ate more food just from the earth. They ate more natural things. And then over the last 50 years, processed foods have really become huge. People didn't eat these foods 50 years ago. Everything was organic 50 years ago. Do you know what
I mean? You know what's interesting? I don't know about you guys, but I grew up macaroni and cheese, SpaghettiOs, you know, all those kind of things. Do those bring any memories back, right?
I have to say, those were like, we had those, but my mom cooked. And my mom and my dad both loved fruits and vegetables. So we had always a salad and always a vegetable. And we like rarely, like TV dinners were a treat.
Right.
We didn't eat a lot of that kind of stuff.
And that's exactly it. People, that's normal for how things used to be. It's not that you ate perfect growing up, but it's that there was a balance and you didn't have crazy amounts of processed foods. When you were eating macaroni and cheese, it was probably from scratch, okay? And the gluten that was part of that macaroni was much, much lower. Gluten, you know, a pasta or bread from 50 years ago was only about 2% gluten just because of the way that it was harvested and bred. Now it's 50% gluten.
Right. They're trying to get a lot of the gluten out now. I see a lot of stuff. So I remember in the very beginning when celiac actually started kind of surfacing, it was like, oh my God, where do we find anything that's gluten-free? And now you can
find restaurants that are like all gluten-free.
Yeah, so
it is amazing the transformation the markets have taken. I mean, to find something gluten-free or to find a free-range chicken at Vaughn's was impossible even months ago. And now I think all of the markets are carrying the products.
And their organic sections get larger and larger.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Colleen and Susan, I know that you started a website for clean eating and that we're all working together to really help people get – you know, healthy and stuff. It's been on my newsletter. And, oh, we didn't even tell everybody about our newsletter. They have to get – in fact, we had so many calls last week. I feel like did we just announce it? But we have a newsletter that goes out every week, and it's got all these events in it. I'm telling you, we have been growing leaps and bounds. And, again, you know, if that's something that you would love to get weekly, it gets emailed to you. You can just give us your email, and we will send one out to you. And it's got a little bit about us. It's a little
we do a little blogging, so that's fun. You kind of learn a bit about us. But then also it has all the events going on in the 805, so it's sort of like your social calendar for what's going on this weekend and starting sort of on Thursday.
Yeah, and not only that, it's got all of my advertisers, sponsors, everything that we are involved in. And so, Colleen, that website is on there.
And it's www.cleaneatingvc.com. And, you know, if you want more information, fill out the form on the website, send it to me, and we will call you, we will email you, and we will get you healthy.
There you go. So I know, you know, we talked about what is it that we need immediately, why they're trying to figure out, you know, you guys, I got the packet of Arbonne, right? That's the shakes that I do in the morning. And sometimes in the afternoon, right? I mean, it kind of kind of balance me out? Is that what it is?
Yeah, basically, like I said, we supplement with Arbonne products because we believe that those are the absolute purest that are out there, and they just work with this program so incredibly well. So what we do is we hook you up with a really great deal on some Arbonne products. And what those do is during the 28 days, it is very, very important that you eat super, super clean, all right? And here's what I'm going to tell you. Anybody can detox on their own, all right? But if you were to do it all on your own, if you were to go shopping for all of that stuff, if you were to purchase it and prepare all of that food, it would cost you a fortune, and it would take up so much time to prepare all of that, okay? So what we do is we supplement with these products. One, they make it very simple for you. You know, most of the stuff is there for you, and then we also give you recipes and shopping lists and everything for everything else that you need. It also makes it much cheaper. And the other thing, too, is while you're detoxifying, we use Arbonne protein shakes. And liquid goes through your body much easier. And your body's going to be able to detoxify much easier with the shakes. So what we do, if you're trying to lose weight, we do 2 shakes a day. And then we do a third whole meal and snacks in between. And plus the energy drinks and some teas and things like that also.
Yeah, their tea is really good, too.
No, I have a question for you. The shakes, the pre-made shakes, is that the same as the one that you can make at home?
Sort of. It's the same protein source. It's the same protein base. The only difference is that the pre-made are obviously mixed with just water, and that's all that there is. If you're making them at home, you're going to be able to really add in a lot more calories and fat or whatever else you want to do in there and you know, make it all different kinds of flavors. So it's really good. And I want to touch on one thing here really quick too. As far as calories and fat, a lot of people say, don't we want to minimize that as much as possible? And I got to tell you guys, calories and fat are not bad. We actually don't talk about calories at all during this detox. We don't care how many calories you're eating, except to make sure that you're eating enough, because you need to sustain yourself. And if you're eating healthy, I promise you the rest falls into place. You do not need to worry about your calories, and you need fat in order to live. Your brain needs so much fat. So we love fat. We just want to make them healthy fats like avocado, almond butter, you know, coconut milk, those kinds of things.
Now, I have to say the shakes. I love the shakes. And I am a person in the morning that I can't have anything too savory because then I just want to eat all day. And I love those to have for my breakfast regularly. I usually eat like oatmeal or cream of wheat with nothing on it. And then if I don't have time to make that, I'll take an Arbonne shake because I think those are so good.
Yeah. And you also put the fibers in them, which kind of helps too. So yeah, I've been doing it.
Yeah.
This is probably what I've done it 2 months now. And I see a big difference.
Well, you look fabulous.
Well,
I mean, you look so great.
And I didn't pay her to say that. No. No. Well, okay. So where do people find out more about this?
So that's where they would go to the website. What is it?
www.eatingcleanvc.com.
Okay, great. And so, ladies, tell everybody, are they going to be able to find the diet on there? Are they going to be able to find the recipes? Are you going to meet with them?
We'll meet with them.
Okay.
And there's not going to be the diet on the website. There'll be some information sort of, so hopefully answering some of the questions you might have. But we need to meet with you and go over everything. It's a so you need to leave your phone number or your email address so we can contact you.
And the reason why we really, you know what, everybody's different. Everybody has different needs. And so it's really important that we understand your personal situation and how this fits into your life, you know, and what works best for you.
The other thing I love is you guys have your Facebook support page, right?
That is so awesome. It is just wonderful. That's where you do find recipes. Once you've purchased the Arbonne products, the kit, we put you on the Facebook page, and it's a 30-day, 28-day program. You'll have a trainer. You have other people who are going through the process along with you. They have their worries, their concerns, their issues, and they are sharing them, and you'll be able to benefit from their experience. You're at the store, you don't know which product to buy, you can Facebook it and get an answer right there at the market.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, and thank you for letting me be a part of this. It's really opened my eyes up. And again, you know, that's what it's all about, is really learning what fits for your body and how to balance your own body. So again, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You do look wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So do you, ladies. All right. Our next guest is Mark Allen, and we're going to be talking about his book, Tantra for the West. It's a direction, a direct path to living the life of your dream. And, of course, that's what we talk about here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I've got tickets for the Road Show Revival, a tribute to the music of Johnny Cash. And that's at Mission Park in Ventura. And that's June 27th and 28th. If you want tickets, we've got them. So call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My life is brilliant.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 every Saturday here in the morning. We wake up with you and start your day in a positive way. And, of course, we always give back. And we have tons and tons of things that we give away on each one of our shows. And, of course, all of our shows have new guests on them. And we find things that we are passionate about. That's really what we've been doing. I do want to thank everybody for making us Ventura Reader's Choice favorite for Ventura, and we just won that and found out yesterday, and so we were so excited. Or actually this whole week we've been like getting stuff from it, so we are appreciated. Also, we have, let's see, some Circus Vargas, and that is up in Santa Barbara at Earl Warren Showgrounds, and we've got tickets for you. We would love, their show is amazing. It's almost like, circus has talent, you know, it just keeps getting better and better. So we've got some tickets. That's June 11th through the 15th. and call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love for you to win. Our next guest, Mark Allen, Tantra for the West. And we're going to have him join us. Doesn't it look great?
It looks a great book. And I love the guide to meditation. Yeah. It sort of takes you through it.
There you go. Anyways, let's welcome Mark Allen. Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm delighted to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, and what does Tantra mean?
I love that Brighter Side of Life.
thank you.
That's what I've been searching for all my life.
Well, you found it. We're here.
I came out of Minnesota originally, and I went to the University of Minnesota, and I left there deeply depressed and in horrible health, the worst shape of my life, physically, mentally, emotionally. And I started a search for the brighter side of life. That's exactly what I wanted. I felt there had to be something more than depression. And looking back, I had studied psychology and philosophy in college, as well as English. I was an English major, but the philosophy and psychology had nothing to do with my life. They never talked about my depression or anxiety or my dreams or anything that related to my personal life. They never talked about my physical, mental, or emotional health, I realized. So I wandered around the country and ended up in Northern California and ended up studying with first a yoga teacher in a theater company that started teaching us yoga. We got into it just as a physical exercise, but I realized it was far more than that, and I started feeling much better physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Wow.
From the yoga. And then I got into Zen meditation. There was Suzuki Roshi in the Zen Center, and that was wonderful. And then I wandered to Maui following my girlfriend at the time, and we ended up at a Zen Center on Maui with this wonderful.
I think Zen, Maui is a Zen.
Zen place.
Yes,
right. The entire island.
I know. The entire island was healing. The whole experience was really healing. I was there almost 6 months, and then I wandered back to California, and I tried a back-to-the-land experiment, which was a ridiculous disaster. But then I wandered into a Tibetan center in Berkeley, and I ended up spending almost 3.5 years there, studying, really trying to find the brighter side of life, really. That's what I was looking for. I was trying to find, they talked about awakening. I mean, they talked about enlightenment, but that word has so many connotations for so many people. But I wanted relief from anxiety is what I wanted. I wanted therapy. And I found that Buddhism is really excellent therapy. After 3.5 years there, I left, though, because I found within the traditional Tibetan Buddhism, I couldn't really find tools that worked for me in modern America. I saw the teacher there really struggling to adapt the teachings from an ancient, amazing culture to this wild and crazy new culture called America. In their terms, it's new, a new culture to them. You know, they're really trying to adapt brilliant teachings to the West. And after I left that center, I wandered around what we called the Spiritual Smorgasbord of Berkeley and took a bunch of seminars. And I took one weekend that changed my life with a man named Ken Kies Jr., who had written a book called Handbook to Higher Consciousness. It was way back in the 70s. And it blew my mind. And then I started realizing, all these old teachings can be adapted to America, but they need to be radically adapted. We can't chant, you know, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, all day and get the same results that people in India and Tibet get. We need new chants. We need affirmations. We need teachings that fit our culture without rejecting our culture.
Mark, I know you talk about in your book the word Tantra actually has been associated with sex.
Yes.
Let us know about that.
It's very interesting to me. It's quite fascinating that almost anyone in the West that's heard of the word Tantra or Tantra thinks sex. Oh, that's sex with some mysticism thrown in, right? The yoga of sex, maybe. And
is it?
Well, it includes sex, but when you go back to its original meaning, Tibetan Buddhism, they call tantric Buddhism. It's the path of tantra. And when you finally realize what they mean is the path of every moment. That's my understanding of it. It means it embraces every moment of your life, excluding nothing. So it embraces sex, but it also embraces eating your dinner and cleaning up your dog doo-doo and arguing with your spouse or partner. Or it includes every moment. It includes when you're stuck in traffic, irritated. That's your best practice for that moment, really getting into that irritation. What's that all about?
That's interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Mark Allen. We're talking about Tantra for the West and really, you know, finding your true happiness.
Give us some tips on how we can incorporate this into our lives, our everyday lives.
Yes. That's what I've reflected on for years and resulted in the book. If we understand what Tantra means, it really does mean using every moment of our life, rejecting nothing as our path, as our practice. The Tibetan Lama told a traditional Tibetan story. He said there's three paths up the mountain, really. There's three general ways. And over the path up the mountain to awareness is a patch of poison. And in Tibetan, poison means the same thing as negative emotions, interestingly enough. They say our anger, our fear, our jealousy, our envy poison our bodies. They're forms of poison. So our path up the mountain has poison going across it. He said the monk or the nun comes up the path, sees the poison, and immediately goes the other way, goes up another path. And that's a perfectly valid, good path for that person. Then the bodhisattva, the awakening being, comes up the path and plows right through the poison and goes on up the path to awaken all of humanity. And that's a wonderful path. But he said then the tantric yogi comes up, the practitioner of this path of tantra he's trying to teach us, which he called the direct path, comes up, sees the poison, and goes right into the center of the poison, even though it's apparently even taking him or her off the path. I reflected on that for a long time and really got, oh, what they mean is going into the center of every emotion and every thought that you have at every moment. That's your spiritual path.
Is it important to meditate throughout the day to really get to those places?
Well, I'm lazy and undisciplined, and I find, no, it's not. It really isn't. Meditation is great because it makes you aware of that stream of consciousness.
Mark, is this your first book?
No, although it was my first major book that I wrote years ago, and now I've totally revised and updated. But so, I've got several other books.
Okay, and what other things do you write about?
My last book's The Magical Path, which is a similar thing, tools for transformation. But I use the word magic. It's magic. I use practical modern magic.
So, Mark, how has this helped? Do you have, like, clients that work under you or that you train to, you know, be able to turn their life around?
Over the years, I have had a lot. I've done a lot of seminars and workshops, and I've had a lot of people to the point where regularly now I get what I call miracle stories of people saying, you know, oh, I really had this huge problem, and I read your book or I went to your seminar, and this amazing thing happened, and many of my students, you could call them, I guess, are doing really well.
So what would some of the tips be if you were going to start down this journey using Tantra? What would be, leave us with some tips.
I just heard Alan Watts driving in. He was saying the same thing, too. He said, let's look at life as an experiment. Let's have an experimental attitude rather than a preconceived one, he said. So I think I got it when I was 15. I saw Hamlet, and I remember walking out of there thinking there is far more in heaven and earth than I can possibly know. So maybe, who knows what's real and what's true and what isn't, but I think it opened up my mind to try this and try that and try different things. So I tried Zen. I tried traditional Tibetan Buddhism. And then I started finding things that really worked that I could easily apply. one of the best things is the practice of affirmations.
I believe that too.
Yes.
Is, you know, putting different notes, you know, in your car, on your mirrors, in the shower. You know, I mean, if you're going through a hard time in your life, and you know, like, you want to keep telling yourself the same story. No, you want to, every time you, you know, that negative thought camps out on your mind, you want to try and change it with affirmations.
Yes.
Do you do that?
I definitely do. I always, like, talk myself through things.
Yeah, that's good.
You have a section on freedom. Tell us about that. And there's a somewhat of, not a quiz, but there's, you know, a fill in the blank.
Yeah, the whole
thing. How do we use that?
The early edition of Tantra for the West, this was actually subtitled A Guide to Personal Freedom. And I used to really reflect on this. Like Thoreau once said, do we call this the land of the free? What is it to be free of King George and slaves to prejudice? And so I'd reflect on it. What does it mean to be free in America today? What is personal freedom?
Well, what is it to you, Mark? What is personal freedom to you? I mean, let's just kind of go around the studio right now and ask, you know, and I open the lines up to my listeners out there. What is personal freedom to you know, I'll start off. For me, it's really, you know, when I feel good about who I am and that I'm giving back and that I'm working in with my family and my life is balanced.
Yeah.
To me, that's what, you know, freedom is to me. How about you, Jennifer?
I think freedom to me is a balanced life, but also being in a place where you can do things and not worry about what people will think or say about it.
Oh,
that's
being
just being who I am and not worrying
being
about
being in your own skin and being comfortable. Yeah, I like that. Tom?
Yes.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Oh, he's always so darn good. I tell ya, he's
I stole that from Chris Christopherson.
Really? I didn't know that. But yeah, I got that. That's awesome.
That's a good one about being non-attached. I know for me, it's really freedom to be myself fully, to be totally authentic every moment.
There you go. I love that. You know what, Mark? We are going to take a really quick break, and, you know, we need to talk to our sponsors, and we thank them so much for being a part of our show. Hold on 1 second, and we'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVol Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everybody. I just wanted to remind you that our cruise is coming up on September 17th through the 21st, and we don't want you to miss your chance to relax, unwind, and enjoy the sea with us. Contact Nikki Baldwin if you're interested in joining us on the Princess Cruise at 805-312-4449. And like I said, it's almost sold out. We don't want you to miss your chance to spend a couple days with us. It's a great price, and it's a great weekend, so check it out.
the way you say that, spend some time with us.
Some time with us.
Kind of sounds a little scary.
That's
no,
right.
I'm just
it's not
kidding.
Really
no.
with us, but it will be there. And we're going to be having a great time, so we want you to join us.
I'll be driving the boat, right?
That's right.
I'm just kidding. No. Anyways, all right. So, and I know you wanted to do a shout out. Go ahead. Sorry.
I did. That's all right. I wanted to do a shout out to Evolve Treatment Centers. If you have a child 13 to 18 struggling with addiction or any mental health issues, we definitely encourage you to call Evolve Treatment. They can help you out. And we have had them on our show. Love them. They're great people. They're really interesting to talk to. And they always have something. I always walk away learning something from them.
Mendy is the best.
He's the best. I really like Mendy. They're at 800-665-GROW. And like I said, if you have a teen from 13 to 18 struggling with addiction or mental health issues, this is the place to take them.
There you go. Well, thank you. Thank you. All right. For anybody that's just tuning in with us, I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 show every morning here. And another place where we give away lots of things. We are so involved with so many things going on right now. And we love to give back and connect everybody with that. And let's give out something right now. Well, we've got the June 12th, we've got the Summer Swing Big Band Dance, and that's from 8 to 10:30 over at the Poinsettia Pavilion Room, ballroom over there. Do you like to dance?
Well, I actually have a different question. I love to dance. I love to dance. I love music, but I'm not like a music buyer, but I love to go to concerts. I'm a really great concert goer, and I love to dance, even if I don't know how to dance.
Do you like Motown?
I do like Motown.
Yeah.
I love Motown.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that was their last weekend over at down in the
Pantages.
Yes. Oh, my God. A great.
And I love the Pantages Theater.
Oh, my God. I saw Wicked down there.
So did I. I love
Pantages. Yeah. Anyways, but those are great shows.
I have a question. Tom, and you might know the answer to this. Is it Poinsettia or Poinsettia?
Of course.
I thought it was Poinsettia.
Thanks. Jennifer.
I know, I'm sorry, but this was actually a question on the Johnny Carson show years ago. Was it Poinsettia or Poinsettia?
Okay. T-T-T-I-A, right?
Uh-huh.
It is.
I'll pronounce all
okay,
of my vowels.
Okay, I'll say Poinsettia at the Poinsettia Pavilion Ballroom. Well, anyways, I'm giving away tickets, okay, to June 12th, and that is at the Poinsettia Pavilion Ballroom right out here, 419-0008, 419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Mark Allen. We're talking about Tantra for the West. And, you know, I'm looking through your book, Mark. Mark, are you there with us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And A Meditation for Lovemaking. I bet you I just had everybody like pull over on their cars right now, you know, if they're listening. But what is that, you know? And it says here, do you want to meet the perfect lover or become the perfect lover? Try a meditation similar to this. My husband probably is going, seriously?
He's
going
to be like, oh, no.
I know. Yeah. So, okay, tell us how to do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of ways. I keep saying throughout the book, this is not one traditional path at all. It's finding your own absolutely unique way.
Okay, so walk us through your meditation.
Within lovemaking is it's naturally a wonderful meditation.
I imagine you don't do it at the same time.
That's asking kind of.
Well, no, I mean you can't meditate at the same time because
and
that's not gonna work.
But the activity.
I'm sorry, I had to say that.
Right. No, you can't do a passive meditation at making. It's an active. Meditate.
That's pretty funny. The thought of it, you know. I know. Have you ever heard of Sensei Focus?
Heard of what?
Sensei Focus.
I can't hear you too clearly. Something Focus.
Sensei.
Sensor?
Sensei Focus.
Sensei, like Sifu. Sensei is your leader in martial arts.
Yeah, Karate Kid. Your sensei.
Your sensei.
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow. That's another, you know, I mean, of it's like touching all your senses of, you know, if maybe
oh,
do.
Oh, right. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, in a way, that's what just using lovemaking as a meditation, it is a phenomenal sensory experience where you feel all your, if you want to call them the seven chakras or all the energy centers of your body, all of them become stimulated and it starts low in your sexual organs. And you can feel the energy just in regular lovemaking if you pay attention.
So what would be the words that we would be saying for the meditation? Do you have an exact meditation for lovemaking?
In the book, I do get into some specific words you can say, yeah.
Okay.
But just the act itself, if you just focus on the energy going up your spine, it opens your heart, and then it just opens up your throat and your mind and literally blows your mind.
Very cool.
You know,
very
at the
cool.
moment of orgasm, even atheists are often saying, oh God, you know.
Okay, cool. Mark, where do we find your book?
It should be everywhere now. It should have just shipped. Support the local independent store near you, or it's also in Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It should be getting around everywhere.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Well, thank you, Kim. It was my pleasure. You have a delightful show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Tom, are we at the end of our show? Not yet?
It's time to roll credits.
It is. Well, again, as we always start our show, we do want you to remember to sign up for our newsletter and join us every Saturday from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. You can listen to all of our back shows on Kim at KimPaganoShow.com. Also on podcasts on all of our smartphones.
That's right. You can take us everywhere while you're working out, cleaning the house, shopping. We're there for you.
Those are all the things you do, don't you?
They are. And go to Target.
There you go. I love it. Well, again, we want to end this show with a moment of happiness. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. With that.
Oh, I like
that. Isn't
that
good? I knew you'd like that. All right. Have a really great day and go take on the world. We'll talk to you next week.
KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate.